You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local, the show where we lean local and talk about what's happening here in Greater Green Bay in the Brown County region. And we've had some great guests on lately, and we talked about the whole, what's going on in Brown County, suicide. We had Mark Murphy come in, talk to us about, you know, what's going really on at UWGB and kind of the legacy that he left with the Packers and what's going on with them. And today is something that I told you was coming, and I'm glad you're listening. And again, I just don't want, I appreciate when you send me emails, and just want to give you my email address again, GB at Green Bay, GBJimSchmidt at gmail.com. And I read all your emails. And next week we'll have County Executive Troy Streckenbach on, speaking mainly of what's going on in Brown County. And of course, the county oversees the airport, the jail, and the court system and the port, and he'll talk about all that. But today we're going to talk about something that's pretty near and dear to my heart. Those of you who've been listening know that I teach at NWTC and I work part-time at the new community shelter. And my time in government, the 20 years I spent there, homeless was always talked about. I don't know that we did a lot 20 years ago. I think we're doing more and more lately and more concerned about it. But as much as we talk about this show being lean local, this is not a local issue, right? I mean, there's over 700,000 homeless people in the United States. That's like 23 people per 10,000 Americans. And it's going up. It's growing. I mean, last year, 2 years ago, the increase was 12% increase. Last year, it jumped 18%, which was the largest increase we've had in homeless population in the United States, I'm talking about. And even here in Brown County, we're seeing an increase in homelessness. They judge it by this, what's called a point in time. It's a count that they do twice a year and go around town and see where people are living and what they're doing on the streets. But as much as it's a national issue, this is one of those things that affects us in Green Bay. And you see it. I think you see it more than you used to, at least I do, in our parks and in the streets. And are we doing enough? And I'll tell you what, I know one place that is doing more than enough, and that's the new community shelter. And I have with us in studio Terry Ruffsgard. She is the CEO of the new community shelter, which is located on Mather Street, right off Broadway. They've been there for over 20 years. They've been in the community serving the homeless population for over 30 years. And she's been, I think, the CEO there for 20-some years. She's in studio, and you had a big week this week. This is, I don't know if it's Terry Ruffsgard week or new community shelter week, but you had a big welcome. First of all, welcome.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You're here.
Thank you.
So you know a lot about this.
Well, I've seen a lot in 20 years, I'll tell you. First, I have to tell you, Jim, when I hear you say you work part-time at the shelter, that throws me. You are always there, and if you're not there, you're out talking and educating people about the shelter.
Yeah,
so I have to throw, that
all
always
right.
throws me.
I'm paid part-time, how's that? I love it. I mean, it's one of those jobs, like the mayor's job. I mean, you're all in. You just, and mm-hmm. you lay awake at night thinking, okay, we can do this, we should be doing that, and I like jobs like that. I think all people, you could be very stressed out working in the homeless population, thinking, oh my God, you know, somebody else just showed up homeless. But if you think about, wait, what can we do for that person?
Right.
I don't want to say it's an exciting job, but it is an exciting job when you come up with solutions, which we're going to get to today.
Yeah, you know, when we deal with somebody who comes through the door, find out what brought them to the shelter, and then put a little grid together. What do you want to work on?
Yeah.
Is it home, housing? Is it medical issues? You know, what happened? And I think where we're different than most is we celebrate small successes. And I think that's what keeps people moving. we somebody gets a job or an apartment, there's a big,
right.
Everybody's, excited about that. But behind the scenes, there's the celebrations of the small successes moving forward.
Right. And when we talk about Brown County, I talked about, 700 some thousand people in the United States, but even here in Brown County, I think the point in time count was 616 people were experiencing homelessness in Brown County. I don't know if you agree with that number, but I just want to say that that's a statistic that you can get. Any given night, 123 unhoused people were documented living on the streets. That's just from this point of time. But I will tell you, when you look at what shelters are in Brown County, if you Google that or if you AI it, whatever you want to do to get current accurate data, your shelter is listed at the top. It says New Community Shelter. This is the only year-round emergency shelter in Brown County. They also run a transitional living program to help people move into more stable housing. They serve meals daily and have case management. Everything else kind of falls down. There's another one here, St. John's. They operate November to April. They also run something at the Micah Center. And then it goes to the Freedom House, House of Hope. I mean, you're familiar with all these people because you've been around forever. The Golden House. And then, of course, there's that safe parking program. But, I mean, it's nice that, without saying it, looks like you run the best shelter, which I can attest that you do. Tell me, what do you think? Are the numbers in Brown County growing like they are in the U.S.?
I think they may be growing, but they're growing slower, I think.
All right, okay.
And it's hard to look at that picture because one of my frustrations is I feel like in our community, we don't have a plan as to how we deal with homelessness as a community. We wait to see, there's parks, people are living in parks. Okay, we'll pay city workers to go there, clean it up. We'll follow what people are, how they're living. At the shelter, we spend a lot of time talking to the people that we serve. Again, finding out what brought them there. But we deal with homelessness with people as to, okay, here's our plan. This is how we have, a curfew, sobriety, have to be in,
You're very strict on sobriety.
Yes, because there's a lot of people there working on sobriety. And I can't imagine how it would be to sit in class, I'm working on sobriety, and I can smell alcohol on the guy next to me. I mean, that's almost like torturing a person,
Right. And I when I talk to you, you have on-site case managers. I want to get to what their roles are and how many people they manage on a daily basis. But you also have an on-site alcohol and drug counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry's been on this. Has Larry been on this show? He was on with Mino and the Mayor. Okay, maybe he's been on this show too. But and he's like over 70% of the residents have some kind of alcohol or drug issue, which is, that's a lot. If you have, think the numbers, you're housing right now 116 people. That's your capacity. And I don't know if you have a waiting list now?
Do you have a waiting list? We have a waiting list, but that's, you got to kind of look into that. That we have a waiting list, say, of six people.
Okay.
Say five of them are waiting for a bottom bunk because people are housed, we have bunk bedrooms. So it's a wait list.
I see. They can't get up to the knee issue or something, hip issue. Okay. All right. But that's a significant amount of people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the beauty of your place versus, and I've been to, and this, was quite involved in the U.S. Conference of Mayors and I've been to a lot of homeless shelters. The new community shelter has rules.
And I like to refer to them as expectations. These are our expectations of you while you live in this home with us. And so everybody has a chore. You can live there as long as you're moving forward on your goals. So there's no golden, 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever.
Okay. And the people who come in there, they don't just show up. They sit first through an interview.
Yes.
Or not an interview, whatever, a dialogue, I should say.
It's an intake. But it's like an interview.
All right. Yeah. And it's a few hours to find out if there's a match. Because I don't know that our listeners can believe this, but there are some people who when you say, look, we will get you out of homelessness. That is our mission. Now, you're going to have to work. You got to chore. You got to be alcohol free. You've got to go to these classes, get a job. I always, you know, be with a case manager that's pretty, it's just a very good relationship.
It's
structured, it's a structured relationship. And there's some people that say, I don't think so.
There are.
I just can't believe that.
Right. Well, there's some people that maybe drugs or alcohol are at that time more important to them. Or, I don't want to work that hard. But as you know too, Jim, it's not uncommon for us to see that person again.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They know what they're walking into, and then they've decided, you know.
And then sometimes there's a waiting list. But they had an opportunity, and we don't hold beds for people. The people that you serve, that you've been serving now on Mather Street for 20-some years, are they from all over the state, or what's the focus?
There was a time that we did serve anyone.
That showed up.
Right. And, of course, our waiting list then was enormous. We found out that most of the issues that we were having within the shelter were with people not from our community or our county. So those individuals cost us more to serve as well. We then at one point decided we will only serve residents of Brown County or someone who's maybe their parents live here or something like that.
They have a tie to Brown County.
Yes, right. And we still have a wait list. So, you know, the fact that we don't serve people in Florida doesn't worry me because we've got a wait list just dealing with Brown County.
And I think that that is good for a couple of reasons. One is, and we're going to get to this in the next segment, your funding comes from Brown County.
Right.
Not Brown County government. Your funding comes from the people, the businesses, the people of Brown County.
Yep.
And
I'm very proud of that, too, because,
awesome.
You know, I always tell people, it feels like this community has their arms around the new community shelter because we have a need that crops up. The community's there, always.
And I know that you don't take federal money, but federal money, a couple things. One is they have strings, like you can't breathalyze people. Well, that negates your whole
program,
a big part of your program. So you have to say no to those. And some of those are significant grants, $1 million, you know.
Right.
That must be hard to vote that down.
That is. And that's the way we sit at the board table and talk about that. Yeah. And we had to turn down $45,000 a couple of years ago because we not only couldn't breathalyze, but we couldn't do background checks on individuals. So,
all right. And the people that do come in, they go through this intake. Let's just think of an individual. We're going to go to a quick little break here. And let's just walk our listeners through what. And nothing's normal. I understand that they're all different all different people. But I want to talk a little bit about the ages have gone up a little bit. And I want to talk about the average. And there's no such thing as an average. But what's customary at the new community shelter? And we'll walk an individual through all that. We're going to be right back. We're here with Terry Ruffsgard, the CEO of the new community shelter here in Green Bay. And you're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everyone, you're listening to Lean Local. This is Jim Schmidt with our in-house guest, Terry Ruffsgard. Terry Ruffsgard, who many of you know because she's been very active in the community, is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer at the New Community Shelter, which is right off of Broadway on Mather Street. The building's been there 20 years. They have, excuse me, 116 people living there with a small waiting list, and their goal is to get people out of homelessness. It's not to house people. It's not to have people stay for, have something to eat and fall asleep. It's a programmed shelter. I don't use the word, it's just structured. It's not strict. It's structured. And I grew up with structure. My kids grew up with structure, and I think we turned out okay. And I think there's nothing wrong with structure. So people show up at the front door in this nice building. What I liked about the shelter, and I always liked it when I was mayor too, is that some of these places you walk into and it's a cardboard table and just rickety and a big room and it has an odor to it. Your place is, I know you get teased a little bit that it's the Hampton or the Hilton homeless shelter, but it's great. I mean, and people walk in. They go to the front desk and start with this intake. So let's walk our listeners through and again, I just want to say there's nobody typical because they're all different. They're all individuals. They all have backstories. But someone shows up at your doorstep and you're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, unlike some other shelters. And someone calls, makes an appointment, or just shows up. What's their intake like? What's their day like?
Well, typically the person will come to the front desk and say, I'm homeless. I need a place to stay. Like you said, the first thing we do is do a background check to make sure there's nothing violent in their past. We want to make sure they are who they say they are. And then we do breathalyze to make sure they're free of alcohol and drugs. And then we go through the intake process. And it is very much like an interview. Where did you sleep last? We had a younger gentleman came in, asked, where did you sleep last? And he said, my parents' house. Said, oh, okay, what was that address? And go through the whole thing. And you can't have your name on a lease anywhere. So that's to prove that you are homeless.
Right.
As the conversation went on, it turned out this gentleman's mother had died, I think, 2 years prior. And his dad had just passed away like 3 days ago. And he had nowhere else to go. The house, you know, was, he couldn't stay in the house. And so he came to stay with us. And it was tough because he had some special needs, you know. So as you said, the shelter is clean. That's to the credit of our residents. Everybody has a chore that lives there. His was vacuuming. He had never used a vacuum before. So we had to teach him how to use a vacuum and then move to the washers and the dryers, you know, how to use those. So he, you know, started right away to learn some of those life skills. And we talked about respect. We talk about that to everyone, that, you know, expect to be respected while you live at the new community shelter. But you need to respect the people here, the staff, the building, and the neighborhood. We want to have the best looking house on the block, and we want to have the best neighbors inside the building. So he goes through that. Then they go through an orientation video of, you know, here's this class. And once he is paired up with a case manager, they put an action plan together. One of his, obviously, was housing, was a big thing. But he was going to need some extra support as well. So he got connected with the case manager. They put a plan in place. To kind of make a long story short, he had his first job ever in his life, washing dishes at a local restaurant.
Okay.
And that was, he might as well have gotten a check for $1 million. And that was just how the staff felt. You know, we were just so proud of him. And today, he has a full-time job at the same restaurant. Right. And this is a gentleman that was very protected and isolated,
right,
most of his life with his parents. So there was never a sense of, he didn't even know who he could be. And so when we found out who he wanted to be, and we talked about the reality of his choices, he took that and he got things done.
That's great. And they do get out. They find an apartment. Now, it's been a little tougher since COVID, or probably even before that, but housing is tough.
It is. Housing is expensive, and it's hard to find an affordable place in a safe area.
Yeah. And yet when they learn the life skills, and I want to, some other things about the shelter, and I do work there. That's kind of a fun place to live too. I mean, we have karaoke night, we have bingo night, we got free guitar lessons. And if you come to 6 lessons, you get a free guitar. That's a cool deal. But there's just a lot of community there. And I think that's a good word in your name, the new community shelter. It's a new life. It's a new beginning, but they really kind of watch out for each other. They don't want each other falling.
Right. And they, you will not see, people picking cigarette butts out of ashtrays and some of the stuff that you expect you'd see other places, because our residents will address that before staff will.
Hey, so you made a big move to, and I'm going to just, not as a tease, but a way to end homelessness. You broke ground on that this past week.
We did.
And we're going to talk about that, because I think if that, when that all works together, that could be an answer, not just for Brown County, but for the whole United States. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back. Terry Ruffsgard, Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lean Local. We are here with Terry Ruffsgard, the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer at the new community shelter, the homeless shelter here in Green Bay. And they had a big week last week. They broke ground on what is really the final phase of getting people out of homelessness. And we're excited to talk about that. And that's why I had her kind of waited to bring her until this week. And it's going to be a model that's going to work here in Brown County. You're going to be very pleased with this. And then our commitment to the donors and to the residents and really to our fellow citizens throughout the U.S. is to take this model and, you know, go to Appleton, they've called us, and go to Eau Claire, they've called us. But you know, we have to wait till this model is perfected, which it will be within the next, you know, year. And then, you know, I was so involved with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and we've talked to our congressmen, I've talked to some state senators, and they call these things fly-ins, but people, if there's a community that's really, really doing something well, recycling, something with water, they invite fellow mayors, fellow senators, fellow congressmen, fellow whatever, to come in for 2 or 3 days, depends how you structure the program. And that's going to happen here in Green Bay. And Congressman Weed is like, well, I'd love to host one of those. And obviously, I mean, they'll talk to Eric or some of my friends who I'm in contact with the U.S. conference to have them come to Green Bay and see this is how you can truly end homelessness. We're going to get to that in just 1 second. I just first want to give a shout out very quickly to our two sponsors that make this show possible. You know, it costs money to have our top-notch producer here and our intern, and we got to pay the bills. And the two people who love what we're doing here with Lean Local is two companies that do Lean Local. And one, of course, is Nicolet Bank. It's just, NicoletBank.com. You look them up, and they are the bank. 57 locations, branches. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they just made a big acquisition in Iowa. I don't know what they picked up down there. They're a good bank. I mean, for commercial, for your household loans, for your car loans, for your kids' loans, for school. And we've used them for all that. But they're also very, and they have a very good wealth department as well, if you want to make some investments over there. But it's just, they're such community-minded. They've given money to the new community shelter, to the City Deck, to the Bay Beach. many things. You see Nicolay's name on it. They have great people that also serve on a lot of boards and commissions here in Brown County. So just a big thank you to Nicolay Bank. And, you know, there's a lot of good banks in Green Bay, but that's just one that sponsors our show that I want to recognize. And the other company that has been a great sponsor for since we got on the air is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And again, that's just Pella.com, PellaWI.com. And we talk about how great they are for both commercial and for residential. In my house, my house is 115 years old, and it's all Pella. It took time because it costs money, but all the windows, doors, and they just do the style that fits your house. And you want some curb appeal, especially on your doors and windows in the front of the house. And they'll come over. It's 90-minute free consultant. They show you the things on the laptop, different windows, different styles, different colors, and they have great quality product and great installation. So those two companies, love them both, Pella and Nicolay. They sponsor us, and they're very community-minded. Speaking of Pella, that could be a segue into our next. Yeah. but Terry, we talked about the homeless shelter, how there's intake. There's the emergency area where people come in and they're share a room with eight people. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just, and people say, gee, that's tough. It's like, yeah, ask them where they slept last night. You know, it's mm-hmm. either a park or in a car or, right. And then they can apply, or I don't know what the right word is, but they can transition to the second. Single unit apartment, which we have as well. Transitional floor. That's what I was looking for. And they can live on that floor and establish credit. Mm-hmm. They pay rent.
Right.
Programming fee. But they, be it, you know, just a couple $300, but they're working when they're on that floor. They're establishing credit, which, because landlords, they, mm-hmm. they're strict, and yep. it's tough to find a place.
We have our RentSmart program, right. too, that, yeah. you know, our people go through.
So the goal is, and there's people on that floor that, you know, I've seen there, they have $6,000-$7,000 in their account. I mean, mm-hmm. they save money. They save 70% of their money. They pay their bills, and they've got these life skills, and they're ready to get out into the community and work and get an apartment and a partner, mm-hmm. or girlfriend. However, some people just, they get out and they, I don't know if they put the band back together or what, but it just doesn't work, and they show up at our place again. And you've come up with what you feel is the answer to ending homelessness.
I do. And again, one person at a time. We are just broke ground on our newest project. We will have 41 apartments across the street, supportive housing. And the ideal candidate for that program is going to be someone who's gone through our program, who's gone through that mega life skills program, gone through transitional living, and then moves out into the apartment when they feel they're ready and their case manager does. These are the people that I always compare it to giving a fifth grader an apartment. The first thing you do is call up your buds, because you're going to have that first party. And then as time goes on, well, I know the rent's due next month, but we're not going to worry about that one. So they show up back at the shelter. This is a program we're going to follow very closely, those chronic, very chronic individuals, and really target them with the life skills program and work through that for as long as it takes to prepare them for the apartment across the street. Some of the structure will follow them. They're going to have a good understanding of what you do in your apartment once a day, once a week, once a month, and even more importantly, what makes a good neighbor? Because you need to be a good neighbor in our neighborhood. So that person will receive a visit from our case manager at any time to kind of do a check on how's sure. he doing, how's the apartment doing. All the programs that we offer across the street will be available to our 41 tenants.
And the 41 tenants, and I've seen the apartments, obviously help raise money for them. They will be, if not the nicest, some of the nicest one-bedroom apartments in Green Bay.
They're going to be awesome.
They have a washer and dryer built yep. in, and it's funny,
furnished.
Just for those of you who haven't been to the shelter, there's community bathrooms on all floors, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the first questions we get was, will there be a bathroom in the apartment?
Yeah.
If we're putting a washer and dryer in, probably going to put a bath. And they're nice. They're 750, 800 mm-hmm. square feet, all furnished with brand new furniture from WGNR. We have $350,000 of windows donated from Pella Windows and Doors.
That's crazy.
There's so much natural light in there. And mm-hmm. you studies show, but you also are insistent that we have good quality windows in there
definitely.
That they can open. And and the kitchens are great. And it's all furnished with brand new things. When they live there, though, Terry, they're going to be paying rent.
They will be. We're looking at right now probably no more than $800 a month, but mm-hmm. that sounds like a realistic number for the market. I mean, because we don't want them to move from there out into the community and have sticker shock over, whoa. So we'll make sure that it is affordable to that person. But yeah, they're going to rent. They're going to be a renter like any other in this community. The only difference is they're going to be the best tenants and the best neighbors.
And you know who they are because they've come through your other. It's kind of like Notre Dame High School, Notre Dame Grade School, High School, Notre Dame University. I mean, it's you know your product when you get there.
Right.
And I think that's, they're going to not have to worry about moving into a place the next door is like this weed smoking loud group because they've also come through the show. new community as well.
And on the flip side of that, it's not going to be someone. Nobody's going to be watching over you. You know, they're in your...
Right, you got your own place.
Yep, right. I'm so excited about it. I mean, the community really...
Oh, my God.
We'll be building this building.
We can talk about the groundbreaking a little bit. I think a lot of our listeners were there, but that... Many, many projects that happen in Green Bay, and I've done my share of fundraising, they get to 75-80%, and the banks get bonus points for working with nonprofits, and they'll lend you the money. Mm-hmm. So look, we'll need that last 25%. We'll need that last $3 million. And you were insistent that we don't put a shovel in the ground until we have all the money.
I think we all agreed on that.
We did. I mean,
You especially, Jim.
I did. Yep. I just didn't.
And that was fantastic. I mean.
And it all came from Brown County.
Yes,
they just
it did.
Were a little government money, the city and the county. But, you know, even, I don't know how many names you want to mention, but no naming rights. These people have worked so hard to get out mm-hmm. of homelessness. I don't want them living under a floor after this great person or a room mm-hmm. named after this person. So it's a nice apartment. Like it's like any apartment in Green Bay, but it's one of the nicer ones. It's going to be like more like some of the things down here. It's got a health club in there. It's mm-hmm. got a nice library.
Yep.
Pretty cool place to live.
It's going to be. It really is.
Yeah. And the like I said, you know, the people... I've raised my share of money, but like I said to you at the groundbreaking, nothing's easy. I mean, raising money is not easy because people are parting with money. But we had the right project at the right time, mm-hmm. and I think people were like, "Look, this."
And the right friends, I think.
Yeah, they did. They stepped up. We had it just worked out great. So tell me, that you broke ground on that just this past week. What's the timeline on getting something like that built and?
I think our goal is 10 months.
Okay. Great.
So
it's going to do two things. One, it's going to really give them independent living.
Right.
Their own place, still some case management across the street. Two things I want to touch on is that one, they can still come back to all the programs that you have at the shelter.
Yep.
Because we have some community conversation. We have karaoke. We have bingo. We have some other things where it is a community. We have Packer tailgate parties, which I think are awesome. Oops, sorry about that. And then the other thing I want to talk about, the new community shelter, and I want to spend a little bit of time on this. We talked a lot about housing because we're talking about homeless, but you have a whole nother focus there, and that's a community meal program. So let's touch on that quickly.
Wow. That has been described as kind of like a patchwork quilt. We're feeding about 187 people every evening, 365 days of the year, and a lunch on Mondays. And that is all put together by volunteer groups from our community. And those groups could be families, churches, corporations, clubs, businesses. It's not uncommon for one group to provide the meal and another group come in to serve the meal. So it's just, I always say it's kind of like Thanksgiving dinner every day,
or a wedding. It's huge. Yeah, it's a big group of people.
Amazing food.
And that's that's part of the new community shelter. I mean, there's the housing that we talked about, 116 people, and then right next to that, it's connected to a, it's called the Schneider
Schneider Hall.
It's our cafeteria, and it's just every night, and you know, people from the community come that need a meal, and you get some kids there, which is kind of sad to see, but at least they're getting the best meal they're going to get all day. And all right, we are kind of the last segment I usually save for what's going on in Green Bay, but I want you to stick around. I got just two more things I want to touch on, okay. And then we'll get to some of the activities that are going on here in Green Bay. Stick around. We'll be right back. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, our in-house guest, Terry Refsgard, CEO of the New Community Shelter. And we've been spending the last hour talking about homelessness and the fact that it is growing nationally, and it is growing here in Green Bay, but a significant jump. As Terry's explaining, the New Community Shelter feels, as does the community, that we have the solution to end homelessness in Greater Green Bay, in Brown County, one person at a time. And the way that system works is what Terry has been talking about. The people come to our place at 301 Mather Street, which is right off Broadway in Green Bay. They come in and it's a three-hour interview, and is this the place for them? And do they want to get out of homelessness? That's a decision they have to make. I mean, mm-hmm. Some of these people are chronic. Some of these people are first-time homeless people too, as she mentioned. But they come in, they get assigned a case manager, they get assigned a chore, and they put a plan together. We don't put the plan together for them. They put the plan together and we support it. And what do you want to do? And how are we going to get this thing done? And it's amazing. The 400 people we graduate every year, it's incredible what they do and the jobs they get. And then they come back and volunteer, which is a beautiful thing when that happens, because they know that, along the road, you're going to meet a lot of very special people in your life that are going to make your life great. And like your first job, the guy who believed in you and hired you. And so we become part of their lives, and we enjoy it when they come back. So, if you want to get involved with a new community shelter, I suggest you do that. I mean, it's good. It's going to make you feel good, whether it's a community meal program that we need people. And it only takes five people. I mean, you come in, you pay for the meal, which is about $250 to serve 150 people. I mean, it's $1.60 a person, which what we can do because we help you. You know, we have some supplies there, some food that gets donated. That in combination with what you bring or make. And then you prepare the meal, which is fun to do. You get five, six people around the table, and especially these businesses, Anduzzi's and some of these law firms and Schreiber, and these businesses that come and bring in people from different disciplines, finance, marketing, and production, and they feel good about working together, and then they serve the meal. And at 6 o'clock, they serve from 5 to 6, and the residents, as Terry mentioned, they have a chore, so they do all the dishes, all the setup, so you're just really there to serve them and to enjoy that. And there's so many other things we do there that we could use volunteers for. So if you're interested, and I think I would like that if you would be, and I think you're going to feel really, really good when you volunteer, whether it's once a month or once a quarter, whatever you want to do. But the newcommunityshelter.org, just go to our website, just type in newcommunityshelter.org. There's a whole page, an online volunteer. It lists all the things that we're looking volunteers for. Or you can just give us a call at 920-437-3766. So, yeah, you must feel excited. I mean, you sure got the energy.
I think, excuse me, I feel proud. I think that's the best word to describe it. You know, this building will serve as a goal for some people. We'll meet up with a person in a park, get to know them, build a relationship, have them come over for a meal and say, hey, look at that. You could have your own apartment someday.
Right.
And get them into the program. Right. That's what we're going to focus on.
And I think maybe some of those people didn't grow up with goals. And
right.
They just didn't. And it's sad to listen to their stories. On the other hand, that was yesterday.
Right.
You know? Like, right. We got to move on here. So
that's right.
But everything from guitar lessons that we provide there to just so many different things, arts and crafts. And I think the attitude there is high energy. So thanks for what you're doing. I'll get you back as we get moving on that. And people can come take a look at they started construction last week.
Bet.
So trailer's out there. The cranes are out there. Got the money in the bank, and it's going to really help this community. It's going to be a model, like we said, not just for Brown County, which we're very proud of, but...
It is. It's going to be a shining place in the community.
Well, you're going to be on the Today Show someday, right?
Well, yes. Yes. Yes.
That's your goal. I think you will. All right. So we're wrapping this up. Con, I'm supposed to talk about what's going on in this next week. Today is Sunday, and we play the Vikings today. And then, so I'm going to talk to you about that because you're the in-house football expert because, of course, Kyle's still in Argentina, but I don't know as much about football as some people think I do. So the Vikings today, what happens?
I expect a win.
You always say that. I mean, but then we come back on Monday. It's like, well, yeah, this okay. But you really think we can beat them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too confident in their quarterback over there. Okay. For the Vikings, you know, I think he'll have a couple solid drives, but other than that, I think he might fall a little behind against this defense that we have.
Yeah, that defense is good, though.
Yeah.
All right, and that's at home.
So I expect us to, you know, come out there and win by at least like 2 touchdowns.
Okay, it would be nice.
It would be nice.
We got to go in and just smoke somebody and say, okay, a little more swagger. Where'd that go?
Yeah, I expect them to kind of open the playbook for Jordan Love after.
All right. And then we go to Detroit. I've been to a number of games in Detroit. That is a tough place to play.
Yeah, I think it's a little, you know, it's definitely going to be tough playing there, but I think we could win against the Lions.
And why is it tough?
If it's indoors.
Okay.
They start out like the Bulls. You know, you ever go to a Bulls game? No, and the lights flashing. The crowd is very, very energetic. I mean, that's a cool place to like watch a game.
Yeah.
And it's a great stadium. I think it's a loud stadium. And the fans are just really, really into it because they can smell Super Bowl over there. So,
yeah, it's the last like 3 years they've been actually good.
Yeah.
Before that, they didn't have anything.
Yeah. So. And it's fun. And I, you know, I don't know. Who doesn't like Detroit? I think that's a great city. Hey, a couple other things that are going on. We've got the 2 games. There's this Small Business Saturday is November 29th. And look, for a guy that was in small business, you got to support that. And we have the big, after Christmas, we have the big, I mean, after Thanksgiving, you know, it's whatever, Black Friday or whatever. And that's all big box. But then Saturday is small box. So come downtown, go to your local communities and shop the small business. They need the money too. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week with Troy Streckenbach, Terry Ruffsgard. Thanks for what you're doing for this community.
You bet.
Are
Thank
awesome.
You, Jim.
All right. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.